You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view.
Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get twice the RAM. Max out your RAM and use the code 2MORDOR, and you should get a rebate back.
And I've had this asked of me pretty recently. It's 2MORDOR, one word, as in T-O, not the number 2.
Yes.
One word, 2MORDOR.
Yes. All right, my name is Dodge, a.k.a. Merrick.
Okay. And I'm Golden Star. Am I supposed to say Jamie, a.k.a. Golden Star?
You can say whatever you want.
Okay, good. I was thrown by you given your real name. I don't think you do that.
No, I usually don't. And you are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a podcast about Lord of the Rings Online. And this is episode 185. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, what did you do this week?
Not a whole lot.
What'd you do? What have you been playing?
I do have some stuff to report, because the downtime didn't really affect me a whole lot, considering I don't play a whole lot usually. It just kind of affected me because I wanted to play and I couldn't. Downtime this week, we completed the Lost Temple. I am so happy. We went in, we saw that boss, we killed the boss on the first try. The funny thing is, like, they're giving us all, like, Hoppy and Opie were, like, back and forth, like, okay, and then when you get this effect over you, you have to run away, and if you get this effect on you, you need to do this, and you know, and they're just, like, on and on and on and on, and I started to glaze over, and I'm like, we are so gonna die. I am not gonna, this is not gonna go well, because I can't pay attention. And, we actually did it on the first try. I was so proud of us. We were so awesome. And, so, I'm never doing that dungeon again. I'm calling that a win. I'm done. I don't know what we're going to do next week. We still have the Sari Suri dungeon in Forakel to do. By the way, also, you might hear little noises. Baby Hobbit is still awake. She wanted to podcast with us, so she's down in here with us. No, just a warning, she's up. Golden Star is now kindred with the Sutcrofts. She's got all of her Hybold gear, and she used all of her, like, I had like over 200 tokens that I weren't using, so I spruced up like the Mead Hall thing in the middle of town until that guy had no more quests, and then the first place I had kindred with was the Wold, so I went to the Wold section and I upgraded that completely too. Those guys have no more quests for me. So the Wold is completely upgraded. And I'll probably do Sutcrofts next, because I'm kindred with them. Next, I'm probably going to work on the Entwash. I am currently over halfway with Ally with them, so it shouldn't take me too much longer to get to kindred with them. And then I'm still friends with the Norcrofts. It's really bad. But I'll get there eventually. And I think that's it. That's all I did. I played with Dumb Time and I spent a lot of tokens.
Very good. Very good. Let's see. I've been doing a little bit of crafting here and there. Mostly I've been doing the Hybold stuff. It is my job. All my Wold quests are done. So I have completed all that deed. That deed
oh, great.
Is completed.
Oh, I completed Entwash, all those this week. So the only one I have not completed is the Norcrofts ones. I've only done two of them total, so I'm not even close to doing all those.
Yeah, that's you. You are the little polar bear cub.
Oh, there's the baby Elizabeth Club.
Okay, I am focusing on the Sutcroft story quest for faction. I'm alternating between Norcrofts and Sutcrofts for the Hybold dailies, just to make sure that those deeds get done. And that's pretty much it. I'm ally with both of them. And I'm probably about over halfway with both of them.
Okay.
I do have 5 pieces of armor. I went ahead and went for a mixture. I'm doing 4 of the Berserker and 2 of the Storm. Although, I'll probably end up with a set of all 3 of them. Just because that's how I roll.
You're going to do all 3?
Yeah. I want to try the tanking in 3-man sometime. So you're going to be my experiment sometime.
Oh. I feel sorry for Arthur. should I be getting more than one set? I only focused on the healing doojabi. And I haven't even... I know some people are mixing and matching. I do not have enough interest to sit and try to mix and match to, like, maximize my whatevers. I just went, oh, this is the Watcher of Resolve set. That's the one I want. that's how awesome I am. So I went for that, and I got it. So if I'm supposed to be doing something else, I'm not.
Okay. Yeah. I don't really know what's better. I kind of went and looked. And, yeah, nobody, I didn't look that hard. I admit it, I didn't look that hard. There was the normal.
You're just going to buy them all and call it good?
Yeah, well, there was the normal, oh, this one, blah, 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 and this one, blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, they're working on, you know, the set bonuses for the next, you know, for update 10. So there's, most of it's just debate over that right now. And there was one good point that one person had. The Berserker, like, one of the first bonuses for the 2-set is a bleed. And they're like, you know, we would really prefer for you not to give us an uncontrollable bleed so we don't mess up things in a raid.
Sure.
Yeah. So, that was a good one. Yeah. It was like, you. It's and I think it was like if you crit with Wild Strike, which is like one of your bigger foundation building single target strikes. So, yeah, I can understand not wanting to have that. But, yeah. That's just what I'm going. This is what I'm going for right now. I don't know if it's any good. That's just what I went with. Oh, and I also want to...
Well, you're just like, I'm going to get them all, and that way I'm covered.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was like, one's fine.
Well, I'm probably going to do the town first. The town is going to be my priority.
Before you get your other sets, you mean?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Like, I can walk into the walled area, and it's beautiful. Then I walk around the rest of the town, and it is burnt piece of crap.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, but my walled area is very lovely. It's very pleasant to walk through. Oh, you're putting Baby Hobbit on the camera.
See? Can you wave?
Camera's up there, babe.
It's right there. So that's all that's going on right now. Okay? Yeah, for those of you listening, I have Baby Hobbit on our live cam right now. And she's enamored with the picture of herself.
Yeah.
She is beautiful.
She is beautiful.
To herself, too.
To her mommy as well.
Yeah, and she likes to make silly faces. All right, let's go ahead and head into Town Crier.
Okie dokie, Smokey Loki.
And now, the Town Crier.
So, in case you didn't know, the Lotro servers were down for, like, a long time.
Yeah. They went down and went... they were supposed to be go down on a Wednesday, but they revised it on Tuesday night to be a Thursday downtime. And it was supposed to be 12 hours, and then they increased it to a 24 hours, and then they completely missed the 24-hour mark. I don't even know what the total was, do you?
Because
they were down...
They were down most of this morning. It's over...
Because they were down on Thursday... Friday, and they came up at like 9-ish this morning, I think it was. No, it might have been later than that, because I think I didn't wake up till 10. So after 10.
That's about 36 hours, I think.
Krell says 54 hours. 54-ish.
Wow. Okay.
So it's been down for a while. This was not an update. This was a back-end stuff. All of Turbine stuff was down. DDO was down. Astron's Call was down. All of their games were down. Due to this wasn't a Lotro specific thing, but because they were dealing with systems that connect, that the game has to connect to, the game had to come down as well. And that's why, like, a lot of people are like, there's no update to the game, why was it down for like 3 days or whatever?
Oh yeah, they were doing back-end stuff like server configuration or something. I mean, they did not disclose what they were doing, but they were definitely doing something that was back-end stuff, and something went wrong.
Well, Celestrada did have a post to saying that they were performing a very large-scale upgrade to our back-end systems, including billing tools and customer service tools. So that's the best description that I saw. They were not specifically saying what it was, and they weren't obviously disclosing what the problem was, but there was obviously something very wrong that they had to, like, emergency fix, and it took them a while to get that under control. But servers are back up now, in case you don't know, but the Lotro store and the My Account services are currently unavailable. They're still working on those. So you can play the game, but you can't use the store, and you can't modify your account. So don't try to, like, change your subscription or anything like that right now.
Yeah. I mean, you go in, obviously, I don't even know why. I was looking to see, hey, well, you know, I wonder if the, you know, the last store's weak, you know, because you said the store is down in the notes. I'm like, well, I wonder if that means that our, what not posted yet in our notes is what I read. And then I'm like, well, I wonder if it's the previous ones are still up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, store's down.
Well, the store, oh, you mean you wanted to know if the sales were still
going on. Yeah, if the previous sales were still going on.
I'm like, the sales page still shows the previous sales, but you meant you wanted to get, yeah, there's no store.
But due diligence, I tried. I tried to look in, and yeah, well, then common sense went, oh, yeah, it's down. You know, when I see this picture of Gandalf going, the Lotro store is down. And under quotes were, dum-dum.
Right. Well, we already said that the store is down, so we don't have a new sales right now. That's normal. I don't think that they're going to bother putting up a new sale thing until the store is actually available. Otherwise, it's just a tease. It's just be like, this is the stuff we're going to have on sale, and you can't get it. So I fully expect a new sale. I think I even saw a post from Sapient saying that they would have something special brewing because of this. So maybe like a quest pack sale. That would be cool.
That would be very cool.
Other than that, there is going to be downtime compensation. So because they are down so long, you know, much further than they expected, you know, they were anticipating 24 hours and it went much longer than that. They are planning on compensating VIP players and premium players for the time lost. So what they're going to do is all premium and VIP players who have logged in their account in the past 30 days. So as of 6 a.m. on Valentine's Day, February 14th, you have had to have logged in within the last 30 days. And during players who have logged in VIP accounts will be credited one day of VIP time for each day of downtime plus an additional day. Does that mean they're going to get 3 days?
That sounds about right.
You think it's probably 3 days?
Well, yeah.
Or will they give the four, because they did technically go into the fourth day, the third day. And so it's going to be a day for every downtime plus an additional day. So
yeah, the chat room's saying it should be three.
Yeah, I'm not really sure because I'm not going to get affected by this because I'm lifetime. But also all VIP and premiums will receive 250 turbine points. That 250 turbine points includes lifetime accounts, so I will get that. So if you are VIP or premium and you have logged in the last 30 days, you can expect that. It's not going to happen right away. As I said, the store is currently down, so they're not doing this. That there was actually a note from Sapiens on the forums that says, quick reminder that the 250 turbine points and extended VIP time will not be added until we're confident all the issues are solved and the service is stable. We'll let you know when that happens, but we ask your patience in this matter. So they're not going to, you're not going to see that today, basically. You're going to see that as soon as all their services are back up and they're running normally again, which they currently aren't because the store is down and then My Account system is down.
Did you see that Krell said that they clarified it's just going to be one day?
It's just, well, I guess. Well, I guess they're going one day past their 24 hour. That's stupid, though.
What do you think?
What do you think?
I like it.
All right. And there is the official status on the downtime compensation. I'm not going to say no to 250 turbine points. People were losing their ever-loving minds over this. I was kind of like, I got other stuff to do. This is just having me do other stuff. It's fine. They obviously did not want this to be down. They didn't want people to not play all of their games at once. You know, someone over there was frantically trying to get things back up and running. We know that they weren't just like, meh, they can deal with it. And they were like, oh no, all our systems are down. So I'm not really freaking out about all that.
No, that's bad news. I can tell you from somebody who works on the back end, that's bad news.
Right? Next up is some release notes. And seriously, this happened so long ago. It feels like so long ago that I don't even remember there being a patch this week. But there was a hot fix, I believe it was on Monday. This is 9.1.1, and it's refusing to load on my screen for some reason.
Okay, so in general, it addressed a specific issue related to server performance. Quest Volume 1, Book 11, Chapter 4, Instance Remembrance, Trauma Breaks. And then they adjusted some of the drops found in certain public instances. And increased the drop rate of legendary... Thank you. Of legendary crafting recipe from bosses in the Rohan crafting instances.
This sounds extremely boring to me.
Yeah, it's very little. It's just bug fixes.
Well, it's a hot fix. It's not a patch. This is obviously something that they were fixing little things.
So, yeah, it's just a general bug fixes and stuff like that. It's nothing major.
We also had an update to the Bull Roar release notes. These are Update 10 Release Notes 3. Now, these are Bull Roar, so they're public test server notes, which means they can change at any time. However, they were fairly large, and some of the highlights that I picked out of it was damage per second of level 85 weapons has increased, especially second and first age allies. They've restored the base critical defense values for creeps. For every skirmish seal that you have in your inventory, there will be a one-time conversion to skirmish medallions at the rate of 20 medallions per one seal.
Oh, yeah, I heard that was going to be what it was. People are not happy. People are not happy about that.
Well, I have like 110 seals. Should I do something with that?
Well, you know, I'm not going to... I don't know. Because most of the stuff that you can buy, I don't know if you... is going to be as good as other things. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'll take any public opinion. Maybe we'll throw out a... question about that.
Tell me what to buy with my seals before they go away, folks. I don't know. Medallions of the Northmen are no longer exist. They're going to be converted into 10 medallions apiece. You know, I got a bunch of these and I didn't, because we've been doing those in your absence quest, which is where these come from, and I'm collecting them. I'm like, you know what? I don't even remember where I go to use these. Like, who do I turn these into? I don't know. So it's good that they're going away. I'll just go to... I know I can use them at the skirmish vendor guy. So that's what I'll do. And affected icons and map notes should no longer flicker when running DX10 and DX11.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that was a problem, but...
It depends on your drivers and...
Right.
Your card.
Obviously, but I thought that it was going to be significant for somebody because that sounds super annoying.
Oh, it is. Oh, no, I had flickering on my particular card and drivers for a long time, and I didn't resolve unless I used an older version, and I had to use old drivers until maybe a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I think I'm still using the old driver. I tried to use the new one, and it was causing some... Maybe it was causing flicker. I honestly don't remember. Next up... This is just a link that I got off of the dev tracker that Sapience, they're looking to, they're planning on a site change, and they're looking to get some, to like collect some of the best guides from, and most valuable information from the lore book, and they're going to kind of like feature it on the homepage and be a part of Lotro.com. And so he's asking folks to help him locate these gems of guides. They have to be updated. They have to be accurate, that kind of stuff. But he's looking for user-submitted stuff to feature. It's got some very interesting responses in regards to the lore book.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Okay, I'm gonna apologize for that. We had a toddler meltdown. And so I'm going to be flying solo. Scary. There it is. Alright, so we have several Update 10 previews. One by Massively, one from MMORPG, and one from MMO Reporter. The Update 10 for Massively is by my friend Sipster, also known as Justin Olivetti, who did one on the raid preview. He goes and looks at the Bells of Dale, the Flight to the Lonely Mountain, and the Fires of Smaug. And it's interesting in that it is areas within the Hobbit, or tied to the Hobbit rather, but they're in this current time set. And he was actually very impressed about how they did it and how they tied it in. He found it very interesting and not at all, you know, when somebody does something like this, it can be conceived as trite and maybe pandering to claim on, you know, to jump on that Hobbit bandwagon. But he actually found it was actually really good, and he enjoyed it quite a bit. He's very impressed with them. And that's coming from the aspect of somebody who's not a raider at all. MMORPG does an interview. They have some gameplay with Rob, their interviewer, playing with some of the Turbine developer team, and also going through some of the instances and things like that. And then last but not least, MMO Reporter also got some time in, where they also have a video of them going through some of the Update 10 preview stuff. Really good stuff. I suggest, you know, checking them out. MMO Reporter was with Chris and Leonor. They were going through with Aaron and Hannah, as well as quote-unquote the PR guru Leo and Barathon. So that's good. That makes for some good time. All right. Looks like the wife was able to return from the land of toddler meltdown. She was excellent all day.
She's tired. It's way past her bedtime. I want my headphones back.
Oh. Where did they go?
On your head.
Oh. People hand me stuff and I just take it.
No, I didn't hand these to you. I put them on the table as I went to go take the doctor upstairs.
Okay. And then there was also your headphones actually sound way better than mine.
I know.
Which probably explains why you wanted them back. All right. And also there was a LOTRO developer Twitter chat on Friday. There's going to be on February 21st. I'm like, I don't remember this, but I'll just go ahead and pretend.
It's going to be. This is the announcement of February 21st at 3 p.m. on the LOTRO Twitter channel, at LOTRO. They're going to be hosting another chat. And our Wi-Fi sucks, so I can't tell you who's on it.
It is Matt Horsedev Zimiti, Trevor Jinja McEwen.
He's the PVMP dude.
Yeah, PVMP. Horsedev, I don't know. Is this the first time we actually have a name for the Horsedev?
No, I'm pretty sure that he's on every week, every time.
Okay. And he is the lead systems designer. I did not know.
I already unplugged in.
Okay. And then Trevor Jinja, I already said that. And then Kelson, who is doing class revamp work and core systems. JW Barry, who's doing instances and raids. And Rick Sabians Heaton, LOTRO community manager and beardless wonder.
Do you think he's growing it back?
I don't know. I think he should do photo updates and let us know.
Inquiring minds want to know about your beard status.
That I will submit that tweet as for the Twitter chat. I'm sure he will actually answer that.
Beard status update, please.
Anyways, there is an announcement chat on the forum. Announcement posts on the forums. However, they will be collecting questions via Twitter. Send it to @LOTRO with hashtags LOTRO
and DevChat.
I think they only look at those, like, in before the chat.
However, I would suggest following the link in the post to the thread where you can ask questions.
Yeah, you can post. If you're not a Twitter user and if you're not going to be around at that time, you can post your question on the forums, and they'll be selecting people from the forums to for questions as well.
All right. I don't know, Price is Right kind of theme music and somebody running down. Your question has been answered. All right.
So. Well, the last couple have been really, really helpful. The last one especially was really good.
The last one was awesome. The first one was
Well, they were kind of getting their feet, too, of like, how to do this.
And I'm not saying that, yeah, and I'm not saying that they're not restricted, because they totally are restricted by what they can say.
Sure.
They have people with clubs probably outside, you know, waiting.
They're like, typing the answer and someone just shakes their head.
No, somebody, they actually smash the keyboard and they have to go get a new one. And repair it. And, you know, if whoever's typing it doesn't get their fingers out of the way quick enough, then bad news. They actually have to call in a substitute typist. So, all right. Store news. As we just saw, the store's down, so they don't have anything to boast. In CSTM news, however, Lost Text continues with Under the Eaves Part 9.
Well, this is the finale, and that's why I wanted to bring attention to it, because it's the ending. In case you've been following it, the finale and his epilogue have been posted. So thank you so much to Merrick, not you, but the other Merrick of Nimrodel.
Yeah, I don't write.
For submitting his story. It's now complete for you to go read the entire thing.
And if you missed the first parts, they are linked at the very top of that post, so you can catch up on all of them. Also, there is a brag about your blog post.
I didn't know what else to do. We had nothing to report about because everything was down. So I thought, let's have other people give me links to their blog so I could go find something to read.
See, I love this because I can actually go through and add them to my reader this way.
Exactly. So we had, you know, several responses of people, and some of the blogs I knew about and some of them I don't. So, and one of them's in French, so I'm sorry. I would love to read your blog, but I can't.
However, you can install Google Translate in the extension store.
I'm sure that's going to be horrible.
And it will be awful, but you will be able to read some of it.
I'll be like, what are they talking about, hairless dogs?
Jelly Jam on the Hairless Dog Walk Through the Forest of Lotro.
Don't think that's right. So, anyway.
But what if it was? What if it was right?
they are posting that just to mess with me in Google Translate. anyway, it was a. I thought it was a helpful post. You can, if you're looking for some new Lotro blogs, some of them are just general gaming blogs. If you're just looking for some new blogs,
this is the best place to do it, because as somebody who regularly goes through, and I still wish podcasts had a better way to do this. Podcasts kind of, I don't know, podcasts are kind of getting clicks. Not really clicks,
what are you talking about?
I'll get to the point. but it's hard to discover podcasts, but blogs, I think, are really easy to discover when you go to a blog that you like and they have links to other similar blogs.
Sure.
Podcasts, I find it a little bit more difficult.
Well, because they're audio and you get them through, like, a download and you're not going to a website. And
but this is a great place. Please, if you have a blog, come here and list it and we would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. We also had a "So what are you playing?" post. This was another of me going like, I can't get in game to give you something to write about, so I will just write about other things.
I finally had a time management game that I enjoyed.
What's that?
Ghostbusters. Although they kind of went the whole, they need to learn a little bit how to manage that free-to-play stuff a little bit better, because they really want you to buy some energy really quickly. And
it's for the iPhone, iPad?
It's for iOS. I don't know. It's free.
Okay.
But it's very similar to My Little Ponies, except that you research stuff and you build up. And I mean, it's very similar.
I am playing My Little Ponies a lot.
Yes. Her whole family is, actually.
Yes. We're all ponified, because Baby Hobbit's major thing now is My Little Ponies.
I played the intro. And that's pretty much how I play games.
No, because you're just so tough, you can't play a pony.
No, that's how I play time management games. I like start it, and I'm like, And Ben.
I don't really like it either, but the ponies things are so cute. And I know the ponies so well because we watch all the shows that I'm like, oh, I just need Rarity. Oh, look, I'm one level away from unlocking, what's her name? Rainbow Dash.
I think if it had an 80s theme like Ghostbusters, I'd probably be all into it.
What are you talking about? Ponies are totally 80s. That's where they were invented.
Friendship is Magic is this year. Although I really kind of enjoy the Friendship is Magic stuff.
You just hate ponies.
I do not hate ponies. I like ponies.
I'll tell you what I do hate is Dota 2.
Whoa, poor Golden Star had a bad experience.
I was explaining to him because I wanted to play with you so that I would have somebody, but I'm just like, I'm not going to wait 2 years until he plays this with me. I'm going to figure this game out. It's, what are these, real-time strategy type games? Is that how you would define it?
Yeah, it was based off of Warcraft 3. And then it developed into its own thing, like Team Fortress did.
Right.
Yeah.
I never played Warcraft 3, but I've done some Warcraft.
It was based off a real strategy. And
so I thought it was played like that, where I was one side versus another side. I was trying to click on other characters and play their tune. I couldn't understand it. It took me halfway through the game to realize I was playing with other people. I was looking for like a tutorial. I wanted to figure this out. I was horrible at it. But now that I've got had a kind of that, what do you want to call it, trial by fire, I guess, of like, there's no possible way I could play this any dumber. I'm willing to try again, but this time with friends, people that don't call me names. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So yeah. No. There's just different other things. And last but not least, we've been playing Domino because your parents. It's their game of the month, and that's what they want us to play.
Right, I hate that game.
It sucks. I'm so bad at dominoes.
Lego Lord of the Rings, we still love. I still love Skyrim.
Oh, yeah, Baby Hobbit and I jumped in and played Lego Lord of the Rings earlier today.
Have you tried the Torchlight 2 yet?
I do. It's very cool. It's very, very fast-paced.
I love it. Nice. It's great. I feel like I'm over-leveling everything. Or under-leveling everything, but I'm still kicking everything's butt.
Yeah, it's a nice hack and slash. It really is.
I'm having a great time.
No, it's a very clever game, and I like it. So, yeah. Yeah, that was a gift, so thank you very much.
Yeah, so, yeah, most of those were gifts. Or free.
Yeah.
Because that's how we roll. So that was the CSTM news this week, because there was no Lotro.
Nope. All right, weekly poll. Your wish for the housing revamp. Now, we understand everybody wants all of the above.
Yes. That was most of the responses, and I kind of answered that with a duh.
As Baby Hobbit would put it.
But we had 1,138 voters on this poll, and 33% say they want to change or eliminate the hook system.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Totally want that. 18% say have housing provide more in-game benefits. More vault space, crafting, quest buffs, etc. 12% said have housing details reflect your tune, like have horses standing in your stable, your cosmetics hanging in the closet, etc. 8% said affixed for dead neighborhoods, which are important, I think. 7% said greater interior or exterior customization options, such as ability to design your own floor plan, paint individual walls, that's your roof, etc. 7% also said eliminate the need for houses to be set in neighborhoods at all and allow players to build houses anywhere that's settled. Not in the slime pools of Angmar, but anywhere sufficiently tamed. 6% said expanding the locations of the housing neighborhoods to include things like Endwythe, Forkel, the Great River, etc. 4% said other, like I said, most of those others were I want all of them. 3% said more types of houses, bungalows, mud huts, mansions, caves, etc. 2% said make it easier to travel to and from around housing neighborhoods, which would be nice because it's kind of a pain in the butt to get to my house. And like once I'm at my house, if my milestone is down, it's like get the heck away from my house is a pain in the butt.
Right.
A greater variety of items to put in the houses, more yard items, paintings, dead animals, etc. I think that we have, that was 0%, like 13 votes. I honestly think that we have plenty of variety. Like I said, I've gotten several people asking me when am I going to update the housing guide to the hype bolt items. First of all, I haven't unlocked everything in Hypebold yet.
Right.
I think I looked, after I updated all the walls, I have access to now 3 pieces of armor, of furniture. 3. After upgrading all that stuff.
Wow.
So I pretty much have to become a Thane before I can get everything, I think. So that's problem number 1. Problem number 2 is I have no room in my house for any of this stuff. I'm honestly going to have to buy it, spend my tokens on it, and then throw it away because I have no storage for it. I have no place to put it in my house. It's going to be set it up, take a picture, throw it away. Because I don't know what else I'm going to do with it. I have no room for it.
Yeah. I don't either.
I have so much stuff. That's the problem. I have so much stuff and no place to put it.
Yeah, I know. I totally agree with you.
Anyway. So I don't think that last one, that got 0%. I think there's plenty of variety, in my opinion anyway.
It kind of seems like everything comes in spurts with those, and it's a problem too. Because right now in Rohan, I'm getting like a ton of banners, small yard items. Oh. I have 30 of them. Some of them are repeats, but I have a lot.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's either that or it's like paintings. Like, here's 12 different paintings.
Like the Fall Festival.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you get a ton of wall art.
I'm not saying that effort doesn't go into them and they're not pretty and stuff. It's like, you know, throw a little bit of variety here. Make it a little bit easier for me to decide what it is I'm going to throw away or make room for or store somewhere else. I don't know. It seems, thinking back to, ironic as it is, I think Star Wars Galaxy still had some of the best decorating and stuff. And the thing was, most of these items were something that you could use. Like, or something that were made for something else. They weren't just decorative. Like,
a lot of that stuff was just crafted things that we built to make it look like something
else. Yeah, like, you could make droids to help you come do combat and store stuff. And right now, I'm looking at somebody who made a bunch of droids and made it into a chess set. Like a live chess set.
Well, I took a bunch of armor crafting components and I made a pool table out of it.
Yeah, a pool table was here somewhere. And then also aquariums. Remember those?
Yep.
People would fish those up and they would just do aquariums.
I think I had one of those too in my house. But the thing is that everything was limited on, like, the houses had a limit of you can have this many items in the house. So you had to be very selective, but you could be very creative. I don't think that Lotra could do this because we don't have, you know, everything is a finished piece.
Right.
There's no building from scratch kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Everything is like, and most of the stuff, I think the stuff that I've unlocked from Hypebold at this point is stuff like moose head antlers. And I'm like, I don't want that in my house.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, if there was one place I would take a good look at that I think did decorating, or that allowed for decorating to be done really well, it would be Star Wars Galaxies.
I think EQ2 does very, very, very well as well.
That's what I've heard.
But it's another Sony product, so they probably are using a very similar system. But yeah, I would love something like that again, but I don't know if Lotro could really pull that off, because like I said, a lot of that was components that we put together to make it look like the thing we're trying to get.
Right.
Where Turbine will just give us the thing. Something weird happened with my headphones.
Yes.
Oh, okay. As long as you know about it. But I'm okay. You know, I'm okay with just being able to put more in my house, to put it where I want it, and have the house have a limit. You know, just some more customization. Right now, I really have very little reason to go to my house. I go there to, like, change the yard decorations per season. That's about it.
Yeah. I rarely ever visit my house. Sometimes I wonder why I'm still paying for it.
I wonder if we should, I was reading Thurin Deer saying I spam people's houses with the banners. They should allow us just to drop the banners anywhere. Like, we could go and TP people's houses with banners. That'd give you a reason to go back to your house. You have to clean up all the flags.
Right. All right, so this week's poll is, what did you do first after the downtime? We'll have a link to that in the show notes, or you can just, you know, look on the right side of the website.
Yep, and I picked up some random things that I thought of that somebody might do when they first log in, and you can, you know, pick other and write your own thing. It's fine. There's no way I'm going to pick think of everybody's first thing that they did. Now we have a new Riddles in the Dark.
Yes, that section of LOTRO where we thoroughly explain how little we know about Lord of the Rings.
This one was a little difficult one. The Riddles in the Dark is a biweekly podcast that's done by Dr. Corey Olson, the Tolkien professor, by the way, David Cale, and Trish Lambert. They do this, and they're kind of predicting what's going to happen in the next Hobbit movie. So this week's question is, how will the elves' relationship with the encroaching evil in Mirkwood be depicted? Now, when I listened to their podcast, they were discussing how Mirkwood was described as this horrible, horrible place. Don't go off the path. It's horrible. You will die a horrible, horrible death. Everything in there is prone to kill you. Yet the elves are living in it happily and having parties in the forest.
They don't really seem to be affected by it.
So the responses that we have here are based on two things. That the forest is, there's either a border, like from stepping from the wild into Lothlorien, where there's a clear border. You are now in Lothlorien. Everything is beautiful and wonderful. That's one of the things. The other thing is that the elves are either living in peace, as in they know everything is going to crap in a handbasket around them and they're just fine, or the elves are in crisis and everything is going, they know everything's crumbling around them and they're starting to freak out. So here's the choices we have. It's a pretty complex question here, so we're totally going to get this wrong. But again, the question is, how will the elves' relationship with the encroaching evil in Mirkwood be depicted? Option A, the forest is uniformly dark with no light-dark boundary, but the elves are living at peace. And this is marked as the book answer. B, the forest is uniformly dark with no boundaries and the elves are living in crisis. C, there is a clear and unchallenged evil elf realm demarcation, and the elves are living in peace. This is the Doriath answer. I don't know what that means.
No idea.
D, there's an actively defined boundary between the encroaching evil and the elf realm, i.e. the elves are in crisis.
I'm going with D.
I think that the elves have to be in crisis. Why are they capturing dwarves? Why are they... I know in book they're fine, but in their podcast they were talking about the dwarves went there because they're starving for food and they're begging and blah blah blah. But Dr. Orson also said that dying of hunger doesn't play well on the screen. There has to be some sort of conflict, and I agree with that. So I think that the elves are going to be in crisis. I think that, so it's either B or D for me. So it's all about the boundary for me. Do I think that there's going to be a clear boundary where this is Mirkwood, this is the elven realm? I think there is. D. I'm going D.
Okay. And Kenobi 1985 says that the Doriath is a Silmarillion reference.
That doesn't help at all, Kenobi, but thank you.
And I totally agree with Thurindir, who says elves in crisis because Hobbit toys have action hero elf woman. Yes, and if you go and you look at the Spiders one, it has Legolas and...
Oh, yeah!
What's her name? Coming to save the dwarves.
Tyriel or whatever her
Tyriel.
Name. I don't know how to say her name.
Girl from Lost, huh?
The girl from Lost. Maybe I'm going to change my answer to C, and here's why. Because those guys are actively out fighting.
Yeah, but it says, look at the last part where it says the elves are living in peace.
But that would be B. The forest is uniformly dark with no boundary and elves are living in crisis. So B, I'm sorry.
It's uniformly dark. There's no boundary between the elves.
And the Mirkwood.
And Mirkwood. See, this is like, that to me says that's the book. Oh no, the first one.
Is the book answer. Where there is no boundary, but the elves are in peace. I'm going B.
Oh, and the elves are living in crisis.
And the elves are living in crisis. They're freaking out and they're going out and fighting spiders. Because I saw that Lego thing with Legolas. And what else is he going to do? He's in the movie somehow.
But D sounds like very similar to that, too. There's an actively defended boundary between the encroaching evil and the elf realm.
But there's a boundary. There's a line where this is elf territory.
So maybe they're strike force. I don't know.
They're strike force.
No, I'm going to say that there's D, and they're going to be... I can see them walking past, like, guards...
on a line waiting, you know, being guarded.
But he's talking about a Lothlorien type banner border where it is crappy forest, dark, scary, horrible to glowing, wonderful woods of Lothlorien. That's the boundary he's talking about. Absolute silence.
I don't know. These answers seem very similar. I'm going to go with D, anyways.
I'm going B, because I have no idea.
All right, raise your glass. Maybe.
Ding, 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 ding.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
All right, this week, Nineveh of Lorelin says, Hi, Gold Merrick. That was Gold slash Merrick. Great sight and podcast. Appreciate the great work you put in. I get a lot out of it, especially those round tables. Hint, hint. I know. Question I have, what recommendations do you have for kids playing Lotro? My daughter is 7 and loves to play. It's a question that has come up at the kin also. Now I turned off incoming tales and blood spatter and left profanity filter turned on. She started a guardian but really didn't get into it. Loves the hunter and RK now. I have also not put her in the kin, but she is in the tribe, loves that warg. One day she participated in a full raid. She doesn't know the password for her account and make sure she is well supervised either in-game or out. Any advice appreciated? It seems so many of us playing Lotro, such as yourselves, are, well, in the same boat. So a segment on your show would probably help a lot of people. Regards, Nineveh from the Children of Iluvatar on Lorelin. So we talked about this, like, years ago.
I think I had a post about it somewhere.
And didn't we also, like, do, like, a segment or something? Is that when we were doing, like, segments and stuff like that?
No, I don't think it was that long ago.
Okay.
But we have discussed this before, and honestly, just from hearing your email, Nineveh, I think you're doing absolutely everything correct. I don't think I would do anything different. You are supervising. She can't log in by her own. You have turned off anything that would bring the outside world to her. And you're just letting her basically wander around and shoot and kill things as Wither Hunter. I honestly think that I don't have much to add to this conversation.
Andy B said keep them away from global chat. That's probably a very good suggestion.
Well, I think you can filter all that stuff out.
Yeah. Definitely.
And he was talking about how did he do that? He took the profanity filter. So, yeah. Maybe make sure all that stuff's turned off. Maybe just, like, shrink up that entire window as small as you can, or just leave it on, like, the combat tab.
Yeah. Well, you can go through and you turn off pretty much everything when she's not looking. And then you can also, you know what, you can also save the UI layout.
Mm-hmm.
So all that jazz, I think that gets saved. I think that,
well, seven she can read, right?
I think so.
I don't know what you're like. That's an honest quote. My child is 3. I know she can't read.
I would think so. I would think by 7 you can read.
I think so. Right?
Hobbitmeister says, yes, it does. So, yeah, leave all those chats out and then save the UI. It's like, UI, slash UI, space, layout.
Name it.
Space, save, and then space, whatever name.
Holy crap, that's a lot of typing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hobbitmeister just confirmed that in the chat.
It's and then to load it, it's you just switch load for save. So, yeah.
UI layout, load, and then the name you gave it.
Yeah.
So, that's something. It's more than I came up with. I think that it's mostly about paying attention, about...
It seems like you're doing a lot of things
knowing
right.
What she's playing with, knowing who she's playing with, making sure that she's, you know... Like, my biggest fear is, to find out that Baby Hobbit one day is... one of those horrible kids on the Xbox system.
Oh, there's plenty of YouTube videos out there. Some fake, some real, I'm sure. Also, Bri had a good idea. I think it's Bri who has, like, their family in their own kin.
Yeah, they have their own kin that just has their family members in it.
I would consider turning off group invites, guild invites, trades, sparring. What else?
I don't know what else you could turn off.
You're through. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you've gone through a lot.
It sounds like he's already gone through all the options. Honestly, I don't see anything wrong. Now, note that Turbine does rate their game as teen, but that's mostly because of the alcohol and tobacco that they have in the game. I don't think that fake tobacco is going to make you want your kid to want to start smoking with a pipe. You know, as long as there's, you know, you have definite ground rules, you can do this, you can't do this. If I catch you doing this, you are going to be grounded, kind of a thing. And you just, like I said, just pay attention to what she's doing and make sure there's a safe environment for her to play in as well, and that other people aren't completely ruining it for her. So I don't see anything wrong with the 7-year-old playing, honestly. If Baby Hobbit was interested, I would be doing probably the exact same thing that Numba's doing here. Just monitoring, making sure, turning off everything I can turn off, and just making it a fun place. She plays already with me on my lap. She usually mimics my minstrel screams, which is awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still kind of on the fence.
Of what?
I don't know. I mean, as long as it's like a single player game, I'm okay with it. But it's like you introduce that text from other people, and it kind of...
Well, you just told him how to turn that off.
Yeah, but it's still possible. Like, every webcam that comes on her computer, I'm breaking with a hammer. Until she's 30.
Okay, honey.
She's not allowed to have it.
I don't see what the webcam has to do with Lotro, but okay.
Well, the keyboard's going...
But the thing is, you can turn off the speech bubbles. That's off by default already. So she can't see what anybody's saying to her unless you have, say, on the chat. I mean, just turn off all the filters on the chat. All of them. Turn them all off.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the what it comes down to is that there is really no way to regulate. Lotro just, it doesn't have a bunch of parental filters in it. I mean, most games don't. But it seems like you're doing. Yeah, well, it seems like you're doing due diligence. And let me say, if we miss something, please leave a comment on this post, and Minaba can read them and get suggestions from there as well.
Well, you know, I think that I'll try to find the post that I did years ago. But, like WoW has parental features, but they're just stuff that the parents should be doing anyway. Like, you're not allowed to play past 8 o'clock. Well, a parent can walk up and say, it's 8 o'clock, get your butt off the computer.
Right.
But WoW will just turn them off.
Or if you're in a Windows domain like I am, you can make that user automatically log off at 8 o'clock anyways, and you cannot get back in.
Right, so the parental features for that kind of stuff, but I really kind of wish there was a thing like get rid of the chat box altogether. Like, I don't want to see that.
That would be awesome. I wonder if that can be skinned.
I don't know, honestly.
I don't know. I don't know enough about skinning to know if that's something that could be. I don't think it is, but just a suggestion. Hey, Lua guys, maybe make that one. No chat box.
Well, and the thing is they don't really have it. The third game is listed as T for Teen. Like, they don't have, I guess, a reason to put a whole bunch of time and effort into parental controls. So it's up to us, as parents, to use your common sense and to make sure that she's not being horrible online and not being treated horrible and learning horrible things online. Bad habits can be taught through the webs. America's typing a paragraph, apparently.
All right. In player achievements this week, Wolf Lover SK says, subscribe to VIP for 2 months. Wish I had known the trade slots were permanent unlocked before, though. Started a new, currently semi-private kin with the help of my friend. Also decided to make my RK my secondary for the first for the time. And planning on leveling her closer to my main champ. She's a forester. I need the materials. But my champ, Lelurnel Landreval, Armed and Dangerous, is roughly 40 levels ahead of my RK, Aedirith Landreval, A Wolf Song. Which means I have some work to do, and obviously I'm not accomplishing much at the moment, but at least the level gap between the two isn't growing either.
Welby says, I got my Alt Guardian into Moria with a played time of 3 days. Yes, my virtues are crying.
Cam says, nothing. I get home from a 2-week hitch at work on an oil rig and find out that the servers are down. That is my luck. Cam Gilnell on Silverload. Aw, Cam, I feel for you. We have a friend who does work on oil rigs, and I know that's rough.
Sequa? I'm sorry?
No, it sounds right.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, go me. It's my birthday. It's really not. This week, Captain Sequa, Loremaster Pandothrin, cleared Luminar, Daladum, Naladum, and Anzarakar. Thus completing Epic Volume 2, Book 8. Another Sisquietzica clan news. Guardian, it's getting worse. Dagisi of Landrable reached Grandmaster of the Metalsmiths Guild, while Loremaster Etawatha reached Grandmaster with the Scholars Guild. Dagisi and Captain Tianua both completed Epic Volume 1, Book 1, all of the Breland deeds. Sequa, Banisher of Darkness, Gurith, the Glamhoth kinship on Landerville. I did my best. I'm sorry.
I thought you did very well.
I tried.
All right. In reviews, we'd like to thank Senena, the person who wishes that they're going to go now and delete their review.
They left us a review on the Canadian iTunes site, and they let me know on Facebook, so I knew to go check. Thank you. Thank you very much. Donations this week, we'd like to thank Michael L.
Mary H.
Paul W.
And Rick B.
Sup, beeps.
All right. I also want to say a thanks to the 85 Guardian who sent me a message. I'm sorry. I wish I should have solely remembered your name. Oh, actually, I saved a picture because I'm going to post a picture. But thank you so much for sending me a message and saying, you know, I heard on the podcast that you never get a tell. So
they sent you a tell.
I am sending you a tell, and I screenshotted it.
Because, you don't get any tells because you don't play Americ.
Yes. And
it's not like people just don't like you. They don't.
No, I know. She goes, it's Jared, by the way, Jharod. But she was an 85 Guardian, and we talked for a little bit, and she plays Overpower with a shield, and she likes it because it doesn't do as much damage with a two-hander, but it makes her feel like she is strong. Her name is Tyria. So thank you, Tyria. I appreciate that.
Draculetta says you ignore all the tells he sends you.
On purpose.
You also ignore all mine.
If the sound is off, I don't read. You're out of luck. If I forgot to turn on the speakers.
What I'm saying is it may not be you don't get tells. It may be that you just don't read them.
Listen. Lord of the Rings needs the WoW Instant Messenger Lua thing.
So I loved Lua that people, when it would pop up.
It's gotten better. I saw Endata playing with it the other night.
Huh?
And it's gotten even better. So, yeah.
I loved that it wouldn't pop up if you were in, like, combat.
Yeah, it would tell you that it would say, I am busy right now. I am engaging.
I am fighting on such and such boss. Yeah. That was awesome. Yeah, I would love something like that.
Yeah, well, Instant Messenger. So, yeah, we need that, people.
Yeah, Lua people. I don't even know if that's possible.
Heck yeah, it's possible. Come on.
Can they do stuff with the messages?
No, not now. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm talking to Turbine. You guys need to get on that and allow people to be able to scrub.
Oh, Evo also mentions the WoW calendar scheduling system, which is great for Genjips.
Oh, yeah, that is.
Yes. There's a lot of stuff that we could use. Anyway, great show.
Yeah, so how can people reach us if they'd like to talk to us?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomorrow.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomorrow.com. We're available to follow on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and Steam. And I have been updating the poop out of everything I could about the downtime on all of those. I know that Lotro was doing Twitter and Facebook, but I think that they were ignoring their Google+. So I gave you guys Google+ love.
That's right. Nobody else will.
Nobody else will.
Not even Google.
Not even Google. But I was there for you peeps.
Stop. All right. Thank you,
everyone. Oh, listen to us live. Something about iTunes and listen to us live at 9:30 p.m. Eastern.
Yep.
on Saturdays. So thank you. Not every night.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and downloading and streaming whatever it is that you do to consume the podcast. We appreciate it, and we will talk to you again next week.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com.